Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
Ali's faith. Ali's spiritual virtues are related to faith, which is above all virtues. For faith in man will lead him to the eternal blessing of paradise and divine pleasure, and he will be rescued from the painful punishment of hell. On polytheism, which is the opposite of faith, Allah Almighty says, "Surely Allah does not forgive that anything should be associated with him, and he forgives what is besides this to whom he pleases." In fact, Imam Ali was the one who toppled all the idols from Kaaba when he put his feet on the Holy Prophet's shoulders and went up to the roof of Kaaba. Reporting Ibn Maryam on the authority of Imam Ali, Ahmad ibn Hanbal says, "The Messenger of Allah and I went to the sacred mosque. When we reached Kaaba, the Holy Prophet said, 'Sit down.' I sat down. He put his feet on my shoulders so that I will raise him to the roof of Kaaba. As a result of heaviness of prophethood, I was not able to rise up. Finding me in this position, the Holy Prophet took his feet off my shoulders and sat down on the ground. This time the Holy Prophet ordered me to mount his shoulders. I too obeyed his order. The Holy Prophet raised me in a way I could fly in sky. At that time, I set my foot on the roof of Kaaba. I found there the statue of an idol made of copper or lead. I shook it in a way it was unseated. The Holy Prophet said, 'Throw it down.' I threw it down in a way that it shattered into pieces. Then I came down from the roof of Kaaba, leaving the sacred mosque hurriedly along with the Holy Prophet. When we saw the houses of Mecca, we ran more hastily, lest the people of Mecca should see us.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program Stu My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Dear friends, in this beautiful statements of the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, he speaks about this organ or this part of the human body known as the heart. Now, of course, the heart being the center of the love for Allah, and it being the center where it is the abode of Allah, we find that this heart is something which needs to be protected. When the heart is perfected, and the soul is perfected, and the intellect is perfected, well, then that is how we reach salvation. Now, of course, trying to reach the ultimate perfection is something which is very difficult, and ultimately the ultimate perfection is Allah, and nobody can reach that level of perfection. But when we find that in human terms, the perfection of a human being, and the perfect human being, of course, was the Holy Prophet, and after him, the divinely appointed Imams. The heart has a huge role to play. We find that along with their souls and their intellects, their hearts were also perfect and pure. And so along these lines, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he speaks about the heart, and he says that if the heart gains security and tranquility, it will be overtaken by vanity. Now, sometimes in our lives as Muslims or even as non-Muslims, we ask this question as to, well, why do we have insecurity, or we have this turbulent, unstable times in our lives? Now, one of the solutions or one of the reasons can potentially be in this tradition, that if one has too much security and too much stability and too much tranquility and just too much, then what happens is a human being becomes vain. And I mean, there is a lot of truth to this. So when everything is going our way and everything is just rosy and, you know, the world is just perfect, then we start to slip. We start to relax, right? We might not read our salah. We might not read the Quran anymore. We might not thank Allah. We might not be humble in front of Allah. Why? Well, because we have everything that we want. So why worry about all these other things, such as reading the Quran or reading supplications or doing the salah on time? Meaning a certain kind of arrogance and a certain kind of vanity overcomes us and our hearts. And so this security and tranquility, and because this is a translation from Arabic, we kind of have to understand what the context is. So this doesn't mean, you know, by security, it doesn't mean go and live in like a war zone. No, this security means that as an individual, you feel like you are safe from, for example, the fires of hell and the disobedience of Allah. This is the security that's being talked about. And tranquility, this doesn't mean that we should live, you know, a difficult, pauper life and, you know, make sure that our life is always unstable and chaotic. No, here by tranquility, what it really means is that, you know, as an individual, we should not feel like, you know, just put your legs up on the table type thing and everything is okay, there's no problem, you know, I don't need to worry about, you know, my prayers, I don't need to worry about my hereafter. It's kind of this negligence more than tranquility. And of course, as Imam Ali says, if this kind of security in this meaning and this kind of tranquility in this meaning overtakes a person's heart, in result, it will become arrogant, it will become vain, and of course, it will become ruined. Profound and very deep and beautiful lessons brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا وعلى القاصدين.
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from Thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by Thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
You find it, by the way, Imam Ali alayhi salam, this will that he gives to his son. It's a long will, but I've just extracted a few verses from it for you and I to get the feeling that if anybody who doesn't know him, and those of us that know him, should understand the quality of this man, that a great fighter he was, indomitable. He kills Marhab, splits him in half, cuts the legs of Amr ibn Abu Wud, and he defeats every person in the battlefield. No man could even touch him. Even Wahshi, who killed Hamza, was afraid of Imam Ali, terrified of him. He said, this man is in connection with God. Yet in his salah, he was the best. Imam Zain al-Abidin, when people said, your knees are buckling, oh, Sayyid al-Sajideen, Imam says, I am ashamed. He said, why are you ashamed? He said, my grandfather was better. My grandfather's sujood was better than mine. Though he's an imam. Awwaluna Muhammad, wa awsatuna Muhammad, wa akhiruna Muhammad, wa kulluna Muhammad. Yet look at the humbleness. They say Imam Ali alayhi salam's prayer was such of high caliber that the Sufis of today, those who follow the tariqas and the mathnavis in different places where the spiritual domain is in the esoteric world, unfortunately many have disconnected from Ahlul Bayt. Some of them have disconnected from the Quran. The two heavy things that Allah left us with, they disconnected. But they found the spiritual world, which Imam Ali displayed in his activities when he was talking to his Lord, was so beautiful and sweet. They decided to emulate that part. Even at that level, you find it's Imam Ali who is the father of all the Sufis. You go back to any Sufi school of thought, you will see that their master was Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. What a lesson for you and I. That today the world loves him and hates him. But Imam Ali alayhi salam is also showing us the quality that you and I should follow. Look at his wisdom.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.